Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of June 28, 2023. Do you know that men can read smaller print than women? Women can hear better. Today we have selected 12 papers out of 49 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wolfram Burger, Professor of Computer Science, University of Freiburg.
Paper title:
Autograph, Predicting Lane Graphs from Traffic Observations.
Authored by
Yannick Zern, Ingmar Posner, and Wolfram Burgert.
Paper abstract:
Lane graph estimation is a long-standing problem in the context of autonomous driving. Previous works aimed at solving this problem by relying on large-scale, hand-annotated lane graphs, introducing a data bottleneck for training models to solve this task. To overcome this limitation, we propose to use the motion patterns of traffic participants as lane graph annotations. In our autograph approach, we employ a pre-trained object tracker to collect the tracklets of traffic participants such as vehicles and trucks. Based on the location of these tracklets, we predict the successor lane graph from an initial position using overhead RGB images only, not requiring any human supervision. In a subsequent stage, we show how the individual successor predictions can be aggregated into a consistent lane graph. We demonstrate the efficacy of our approach on the urban lane graph dataset and perform extensive quantitative and qualitative evaluations, indicating that autograph is on par with models trained on hand-annotated graph data. Model and dataset will be made available at Redacted for review.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Joshua B. Tenenbaum, MIT.
Paper title:
Physian++, Evaluating Physical Scene Understanding That Requires Online Inference of Different Physical Properties.
Authored by
Xiao Yu Tong, Mingyu Ding, Zhenfeng Chen, Daniel Baer, Chuang Gan, Joshua B. Tenenbaum, Daniel L. K. Yemens, Judith E. Fan, and Kevin A. Smith.
Paper abstract:
General physical scene understanding requires more than simply localizing and recognizing objects. It requires knowledge that objects can have different latent properties, for example, mass or elasticity, and that those properties affect the outcome of physical events. While there has been great progress in physical and video prediction models in recent years, benchmarks to test their performance typically do not require an understanding that objects have individual physical properties, or at best test only those properties that are directly observable, for example, size or color. This work proposes a novel dataset and benchmark, termed Physian++, that rigorously evaluates visual physical prediction in artificial systems under circumstances where those predictions rely on accurate estimates of the latent physical properties of objects in the scene. Specifically, we test scenarios where accurate prediction relies on estimates of properties such as mass, friction, elasticity, and deformability, and where the values of those properties can only be inferred by observing how objects move and interact with other objects or fluids. We evaluate the performance of a number of state-of-the-art prediction models that span a variety of levels of learning versus built-in knowledge, and compare the performance to a set of human predictions. We find that models that have been trained using standard regimes and datasets do not spontaneously learn to make inferences about latent properties, but also that models that encode objectness and physical states tend to make better predictions. However, there is still a huge gap between all models and human performance, and all models' predictions correlate poorly with those made by humans, suggesting that no state-of-the-art model is learning to make physical predictions in a human-like way. Project page: dingmu.github.io/physian_v2/.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Tianyu Tan, Institute of Automation, Chinese Academy of Sciences.
Paper title:
Freestyle and Fast 3D Portrait Synthesis.
Authored by
Xinsheng Ma, Kang Zhao, Zhenxin Sun, Jing Dong, and Tianyu Tan.
Paper abstract:
Efficiently generating a freestyle 3D portrait with high quality and consistency is a promising yet challenging task. The portrait styles generated by most existing methods are usually restricted by their 3D generators, which are learned in specific facial datasets, such as FFHQ. To get a freestyle 3D portrait, one can build a large-scale multi-style database to retrain the 3D generator, or use a off-the-shelf tool to do the style translation. However, the former is time-consuming due to data collection and training process, the latter may destroy the multi-view consistency. To tackle this problem, we propose a fast 3D portrait synthesis framework in this paper, which enable one to use text prompts to specify styles. Specifically, for a given portrait style, we first leverage two generative priors, a 3D aware GAN generator, EG3D, and a text-guided image editor, IP2P, to quickly construct a few-shot training set, where the inference process of IP2P is optimized to make editing more stable. Then we replace original triplane generator of EG3D with a image-to-triplane, I2T, module for two purposes. 1. Getting rid of the style constraints of pre-trained EG3D by fine-tuning I2T on the few-shot dataset. 2. Improving training efficiency by fixing all parts of EG3D except I2T. Furthermore, we construct a multi-style and multi-identity 3D portrait database to demonstrate the scalability and generalization of our method. Experimental results show that our method is capable of synthesizing high-quality 3D portraits with specified styles in a few minutes, outperforming the state-of-the-art.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jia Jia, Distinguished Scientist, Tencent, Professor Cook.
Paper title:
Hierarchical Dense Correlation Distillation for Few-Shot Segmentation Extended Abstract.
Authored by
Bohao Peng, Zhuotao Tian, Xiaoyang Wu, Chengyao Wang, Xu Lu, Jingyong Su, and Jia Jia.
Paper abstract:
Few-Shot Semantic Segmentation, FSS, aims to form class-agnostic models segmenting unseen classes with only a handful of annotations. Previous methods limited to the semantic feature and prototype representation suffer from coarse segmentation granularity and train set overfitting. In this work, we design hierarchically decoupled matching network, HDIMANET, mining pixel-level support correlation based on the transformer architecture. The self-attention modules are used to assist in establishing hierarchical dense features, as a means to accomplish the cascade matching between query and support features. Moreover, we propose a matching module to reduce train set overfitting and introduce correlation distillation leveraging semantic correspondence from coarse resolution to boost fine-grained segmentation. Our method performs decently in experiments. We achieve 50.0% MIOU on COCO dataset one-shot setting and 56.0% on five-shot segmentation, respectively. The code will be available on the project website. We hope our work can benefit broader industrial applications where novel classes with limited annotations are required to be decently identified.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Meng Wang, Hefei University of Technology, and Weixi Lin, Professor, Nanyang Technological University.
Paper title:
You Can Mask More for Extremely Low Bitrate Image Compression.
Authored by
Anki Li, Feng Li, Jia Xin Han, Huawei Bei, Runman Kong, Chunjia Zhang, Meng Wang, Weixi Lin, and Yao Zhao.
Paper abstract.
Learned image compression, LIC, methods have experienced significant progress during recent years. However, these methods are primarily dedicated to optimizing the rate distortion, RD, performance at medium and high bitrates, greater than 0.1 bits per pixel, BPP, while research on extremely low bitrates is limited. Besides, existing methods fail to explicitly explore the image structure and texture components crucial for image compression, treating them equally alongside uninformative components in networks. This can cause severe perceptual quality degradation, especially under low bitrate scenarios. In this work, inspired by the success of pre-trained masked autoencoders, MAE, in many downstream tasks, we propose to rethink its mask sampling strategy from structure and texture perspectives for high redundancy reduction and discriminative feature representation, further unleashing the potential of LIC methods. Therefore, we present a dual adaptive masking approach, DA mask, that samples visible patches based on the structure and texture distributions of original images. We combine DA mask and pre-trained Mayan masked image modeling, MIM, as an initial compressor that abstracts informative semantic context and texture representations. Such a pipeline can well cooperate with LIC networks to achieve further secondary compression while preserving promising reconstruction quality. Consequently, we propose a simple yet effective mask compression model, MCM, the first framework that unifies MIM and LIC end-to-end for extremely low bitrate image compression. Extensive experiments have demonstrated that our approach outperforms recent state-of-the-art methods in RD performance, visual quality, and downstream applications, at very low bitrates. Our code is available at github.com/lianke1008/mcm.git.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Liang Wang, National Lab of Pattern Recognition, and Jing Xiao, Principal Applied Scientist Lead, Microsoft Bing.
Paper title:
Shagath, Towards Efficient Edge Cloud Collaborative Real-Time Video Inference via Adaptive Online Learning.
Authored by
Liang Wang, Kai Lu, Nan Zhang, Xiaoyang Chu, Jianzong Wang, Higuang Wan, Gaokuan Li, and Jing Xiao.
Paper abstract.
This paper proposes Shagath, an efficient edge cloud collaborative architecture, for boosting inference performance on real-time video of changing scenes. Shagath uses online knowledge distillation to improve the accuracy of models suffering from data drift and offloads the labeling process to the cloud, alleviating constrained resources of edge devices. At the edge, we design adaptive training using small batches to adapt models under limited computing power, and adaptive sampling of training frames for robustness and reducing bandwidth. The evaluations on the realistic dataset show 15% to 20% model accuracy improvement compared to the edge-only strategy and fewer network costs than the cloud-only strategy.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Lian Zhou, Professor of Economics, Peking University, and Godong Guo, Professor of Computer Science and Electrical Engineering, West Virginia University.
Paper title:
DCP-NAS, Discrepant Child-Parent Neural Architecture Search for 1-bit CNNs.
Authored by
Yanjing Li, Sheng Shu, Shanbin Cao, Lian Zhou, Baochong Zhang, Tian Wang, and Godong Guo.
Paper abstract.
Neural Architecture Search, NAS, proves to be among the effective approaches for many tasks by generating an application-adaptive neural architecture, which is still challenged by high computational cost and memory consumption. At the same time, 1-bit convolutional neural networks, CNNs, with binary weights and activations show their potential for resource-limited embedded devices. One natural approach is to use 1-bit CNNs to reduce the computation and memory cost of NAS by taking advantage of the strengths of each in a unified framework. While searching the 1-bit CNNs is more challenging due to the more complicated processes involved. In this paper, we introduce discrepant child-parent neural architecture search, DCP-NAS, to efficiently search 1-bit CNNs, based on a new framework of searching the 1-bit model, child, under the supervision of a real-valued model, parent. Particularly, we first utilize a parent model to calculate a tangent direction, based on which the tangent propagation method is introduced to search the optimized 1-bit child. We further observe a coupling relationship between the weights and architecture parameters existing in such differentiable frameworks. To address the issue, we propose a decoupled optimization method to search an optimized architecture. Extensive experiments demonstrate that our DCP-NAS achieves much better results than prior ARTs on both CIFAR-TAN and ImageNet datasets. In particular, the backbones achieved by our DCP-NAS achieve strong generalization performance on person re-identification and object detection.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Changhua NGO, City University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
Ground NLQ at EGO 4D Natural Language Queries Challenge 2023.
Authored by
Jurjian Ho, Lei Ji, Difei Gao, Wanjin Zhang, Kun Yan, Zhao Li, Wing Kuang Chan, Changhua NGO, Nan Duan, and Mike Jung Shu.
Paper abstract:
In this report, we present our champion solution for EGO 4D Natural Language Queries, NLQ, challenge in CVPR 2023. Essentially, to accurately ground in a video, an effective egocentric feature extractor and a powerful grounding model are required. Motivated by this, we leverage a two-stage pre-training strategy to train egocentric feature extractors and the grounding model on video narrations, and further fine-tune the model on annotated data. In addition, we introduce a novel grounding model, Ground NLQ, which employs a multimodal multi-scale grounding module for effective video and text fusion in various temporal intervals, especially for long videos. On the blind test set, Ground NLQ achieves 25.67 and 18.18 for our 1 at IOU equals 0.3 and our 1 at IOU equals 0.5, respectively, and surpasses all other teams by a noticeable margin. Our code will be released at /url.github.com/huzijian/groundnlq.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wenyu Liu, Huazhong University of Science and Technology.
Paper title:
Symphonize 3D Semantic Scene Completion with Contextual Instance Queries.
Authored by
Huoyi Zhang, Tianheng Cheng, Neiyu Gao, Hoyong Zhang, Wenyu Liu, and Zingong Wang.
Paper abstract:
3D Semantic Scene Completion, SSC, has emerged as a nascent and pivotal task for autonomous driving, as it involves predicting per voxel occupancy within a 3D scene from partial LiDAR or image inputs. Existing methods primarily focus on the voxel-wise feature aggregation, while neglecting the instance-centric semantics and broader context. In this paper, we present a novel paradigm termed Symphonies, Scene from Insts, for SSC, which completes the scene volume from a sparse set of instance queries derived from the input with context awareness. By incorporating the queries as the instance feature representations within the scene, Symphonies dynamically encodes the instance-centric semantics to interact with the image and volume features while avoiding the dense voxel-wise modeling. Simultaneously, it orchestrates a more comprehensive understanding of the scenario by capturing context throughout the entire scene, contributing to alleviating the geometric ambiguity derived from occlusion and perspective errors. Symphonies achieves a state-of-the-art result of 13.02 MIOU on the Challenging Semantic Kitty dataset, outperforming existing methods and showcasing the promising advancements of the paradigm. The code is available at url.github.com/hustful/symphonies.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Hao Wu, Associate Professor of Biostatistics and Bioinformatics, Emory University.
Paper title:
Cardiac CT Perfusion Imaging of Pericoronary Adipose Tissue, PCAT, Highlights Potential Confounds in Coronary CTA.
Authored by
Hao Wu, Yingnan Song, Amar Hurry, Ananya Subramanyam, Juan Li, Justin Kim, Tao Hu, Sidir Al-Kindi, Weiming Huang, Chunho Yun, Chung Lie Hung, Sanjay Rajagopalan, and David L. Wilson.
Paper abstract:
Features of Pericoronary Adipose Tissue, PCAT, assessed from coronary computed tomography angiography, CCTA, are associated with inflammation and cardiovascular risk. As PCAT is vascularly connected with coronary vasculature, the presence of iodine is a potential confounding factor on PCAT WHO in textures that has not been adequately investigated. Use dynamic cardiac CT perfusion, CCTP, to inform contrast determinants of PCAT assessment. From CCTP, we analyze two dynamics of territory-specific PCAT, myocardium, and other adipose depots in patients with coronary artery disease. WHO, blood flow, and radiomics were assessed over time. Changes from peak aorta time, PA, chosen to model the time of CCTA, were obtained. WHO in PCAT increased more than in other adipose depots. The estimated blood flow in PCAT was -23% of that in the contiguous myocardium. Comparing PCAT distal and proximal to a significant stenosis, we found less enhancement and longer time to peak distally. 2-second offsets, before, after, PA resulted in, 4 WHO, 3 WHO, differences in PCAT. Due to changes in WHO, the apparent PCAT volume reduced -15% from the first scan, P1, to PA using a conventional fat window. Comparing radiomic features over time, 78% of features changed more than 10% relative to P1. CCTP elucidates blood flow in PCAT and enables analysis of PCAT features over time. PCAT assessments, WHO, apparent volume, and radiomics, are sensitive to acquisition timing and the presence of obstructive stenosis, which may confound the interpretation of PCAT in CCTA images. Data normalization may be in order.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yang Manro, Professor of Electrical Engineering, CAIST.
Paper title:
Robust Proxy, Improving Adversarial Robustness by Robust Proxy Learning.
Authored by
Hongyo Li and Yang Manro.
Paper abstract:
Recently, it has been widely known that deep neural networks are highly vulnerable and easily broken by adversarial attacks. To mitigate the adversarial vulnerability, many defense algorithms have been proposed. Recently, to improve adversarial robustness, many works try to enhance feature representation by imposing more direct supervision on the discriminative feature. However, existing approaches lack an understanding of learning adversarially robust feature representation. In this paper, we propose a novel training framework called robust proxy learning. In the proposed method, the model explicitly learns robust feature representations with robust proxies. To this end, firstly, we demonstrate that we can generate class-representative robust features by adding class-wise robust perturbations. Then, we use the class-representative features as robust proxies. With the class-wise robust features, the model explicitly learns adversarially robust features through the proposed robust proxy learning framework. Through extensive experiments, we verify that we can manually generate robust features, and our proposed learning framework could increase the robustness of the DNNs.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 12.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yang Manro, Professor of Electrical Engineering, KAIST.
Paper title:
Advancing Adversarial Training by Injecting Booster Signal.
Authored by
Hongyo Li, Youngjun Yu, and Yang Manro.
Paper abstract:
Recent works have demonstrated that deep neural networks, DNNs, are highly vulnerable to adversarial attacks. To defend against adversarial attacks, many defense strategies have been proposed, among which adversarial training has been demonstrated to be the most effective strategy. However, it has been known that adversarial training sometimes hurts natural accuracy. Then, many works focus on optimizing model parameters to handle the problem. Different from the previous approaches, in this paper, we propose a new approach to improve the adversarial robustness by using an external signal rather than model parameters. In the proposed method, a well-optimized universal external signal called a booster signal is injected into the outside of the image which does not overlap with the original content. Then, it boosts both adversarial robustness and natural accuracy. The booster signal is optimized in parallel to model parameters step-by-step collaboratively. Experimental results show that the booster signal can improve both the natural and robust accuracies over the recent state-of-the-art adversarial training methods. Also, optimizing the booster signal is general and flexible enough to be adopted on any existing adversarial training methods.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.